This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Anybody who's been on a plane lately can feel free to nod their head knowingly as I say what I'm about to say. The glamour is largely gone from commercial aviation. Been gone for a good long while now, truth be told, and not just largely gone either, pretty much completely gone. But there was a time, in living memory too, when air travel was not just glamorous, but downright sexy. William Stadium tells the tale in his new book. It's called Jet Set. Bill, thanks for coming to the studio.
Good to be here.
This all goes to one airplane, this idea of the jet age and the jet set in this country, the Boeing 707, right?
It was a great airplane. There was a DC-8, but the 707 stole the DC-8's thunder, and the thunder was almost as loud on the DC-8.
It's those old engines, right?
Yes, those old engines, but they were contemporary jets. They were the first generation of passenger jets.
What did the 707 do for us, just logistically? It cut travel time from New York to London
in half. It usually was 14, 15 hours. You had to stop in places like Gander, Newfoundland, and Reykjavik, Iceland. And you got there nonstop in 6 hours from New York City, which is unbelievable. So that was as big a technical wonder as the computer. It was pretty amazing.
There were, you say, two parts to the jet set society in the late 50s. There was the jet part. And then there was the set part.
Break that down for me. Some people think jet set is just a glamorous thing of these playboys and people who were riding and flying the jets. And actually, the jet set existed before the jets. They were the yacht set or the Queen Mary set. They were just rich people who got to travel in Europe and live in high style. What the jet did was make the jet set lifestyle available to all of us.
Was it affordable for me on a middle class lifestyle in
1958? Absolutely. It was a bargain for you on a middle class lifestyle. The bargain was Europe.
Europe itself, right? You write that it was on sale after the war.
Look, one of the best selling books of the 60s was Europe on $5 a day, and that was no hype. You could live like a king in Europe for $5 a day. And airlines were doing package tours of 1 month in Europe, including airfare, for under $1,000. That was a bargain.
Is there an equivalent plane today or a transformational technology today in aviation that the 707 was in 1958?
Nothing.
Can you see it?
Nothing. These big planes or cattle cars, they're all more akin to the bet that Boeing and Pan Am made on the 747. Now, ironically, the 747 was as bad a bet at the beginning as the 707 was a good bet because of terrorism in the early 70s, because of inflation, because of recession. You know, it killed travel, and you could fly on a 747, and it would be empty for 10 years, and that's what put all the airlines out of business.
You are of an age to have flown on a 707. Do you remember?
I did. It was an amazing experience. A lot of the Pan Am 707s were student charters. I remember as a student, as an undergraduate at Columbia, flying to Paris for $100 round trip.
Wow.
But there was a catch. On the way back, we're flying back to New York, and we took off, and there was a loud sound, and the captain got on and said, oh, we lost our landing gear coming out of Orly, and we're going to be making an emergency landing in Gander, Newfoundland in 5 hours. Oh, and then we knew we were in trouble when the stewardess started handing out free champagne to everybody.
Oh, man.
They were treating us all like we were first class, and we thought this would be the last flight.
We're sure
anyone.
They didn't die.
So all the kids who had been traveling to Turkey, this was, you know, the Midnight Express era, pulled out all the pot and everything they brought, and they said, well, we might as well enjoy it now because we'll never do it again. And everybody was sky high. And I remember landing on foam in Gander, and there were a whole brigade of fire trucks and a black hearse before I went into the crash position. But it was a smooth thing. We stayed 5 hours in Gander, and then we flew back to New York.
And you'll live to tell the tale.
And I live to tell the tale.
The book by Bill Stadium, William Stadium, is called Jet Set, The People, the Planes, the Glamour, and the Romance of Aviation's Glory Years. Bill, thanks a lot.
Thank you.